think it's nice because we haven't got the chairs here anyway. Just gather in a bit here. Right, good afternoon and welcome to Winchester Cathedral. Here in a setting of spectacular architecture and outstanding works of art, you'll find a place where many generations have worked, worshipped and continue to do so. The cathedral is so named because it houses the throne of the Bishop of Winchester, has its origins in the 7th century when a Christian church was first built on this site. You may have seen the brickwork outside where it was. The foundations of this cathedral were ordered to be built by William the Conqueror and instigated by his Bishop Walkling in 1079. And the building outside is made of core stone from the Isle of Wight and wood from the Forest of Hampshire. Most of the cathedral has been restored, but the crypt and the transepts are original, so they're my favourite area to talk about. But here, of course, it would have been Norman Romanesque, but in the 14th century, this was changed to Perpendicular Gothic with the pointed arches and the wider windows here. Now, Winchester Cathedral was known for its chantry chapels, and we have 7. This is one of them. And the purpose of a chantry chapel was to house the bishops within them, and to house the altar where prayers were said for the bishop's soul. And it was thought the more prayers were said for the bishop's soul, the less time he'd spend in purgatory. So this is a very famous Bishop William of Wykeham. He was founder of New College, Oxford, and our Winchester College here. He's wearing full pontifical vestments, as you can see along here. I didn't say here, the cathedral next door was called Old Minster, later to become St. Swithin's Priory and introducing Benedictine monks. And we look as though we've got 3 on the end here, but actually we haven't. They're thought to be the bishop's executors here, sitting on the end here. Do you see that? Now, this chantry chapel is made of Caen stone in Normandy in France, so it's not made in the Isle of Wight. It was cleaned about 5 years ago, so it has this nice sort of sandy colour on it. Now, each year, the Winchester College boys come to say prayers for the bishop within here, and have a little service here, and they keep it's the upkeep of this lovely chantry that they consider here. We had another bishop who was in another chantry chapel down there. He was Bishop Eddington in the 1300s, and he was responsible for this beautiful Lierne vaulting here. He started this off in the 1300s, but had to discontinue because most of his workmen died from the plague. And then he had died by the time the plague gone through, and then of course this bishop took over, and he continued this. He didn't complete it, but he continued it in his lifetime here. This chantry, by the way, I forgot to say, was completed at the time of his death, which was 1404 here. So if anyone comes on a tower tour here any time, you come across the bell chamber here, all along, right above this lovely Lierne vaulting, and above there, you'll see the wood from the Forest of Hampshire as though it was put in yesterday. It looks fantastic up there, so really worth the 200 or whatever steps to get up to it. Now, we'll just turn around now to the window.